stiff arm. Gore cuts it inside. Frank Gore is still going. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Two from the 40. Couple of tight ends. Receiver right and Adrian. Hand off Adrian. Scoots loose up the middle. Across the 30. To the 20. Inside the 10. Touchdown.
First down and 10. Johnson gets a shoulder square. Watch out. He's got getting away from the top speed. Touchdown.
Welcome in to episode 12 of Grinding the Edge here on South Harmon. I'm your host, Koopa, and you can find me on Twitter at Dynasty Koopa. And you can also find me on the South Harmon Discord as Koopa Troopa 8. If you're not a part of the South Harmon Discord, definitely go over to patreon.com/South Harmon. It is $1 to get your foot in the door, and you get access to be able to talk to all of us content creators here at South Harmon, get your questions answered, not only by us, but by tons of smart people in the community, and be able to level up your dynasty teams. This episode, I'm going to be focusing a lot on Warp. If you don't know what Warp is, it stands for Wins Over Replacement Player, and it is a number that you can use to compare across positions. So you can easily compare, hey, which was better, the quarterback one or the wide receiver one? The quarterback 12, wide receiver 12, things like that. And so it allows you to more easily compare across positions and be able to actually put values to players depending on different scoring settings. And so that's what we're talking about today. We're going to be talking about 6-point passing touchdown versus 4-point passing touchdown, how I think we should be changing how we look at those two types of leagues, even though it seems like such a small difference, that the way we should be drafting our players, especially in our dynasty startups, should be way different than we're really doing it right now. If you are interested in the Warp tool, you can go and check it out at southharmonff.com, and you go over at the top in the navigation bar. There's a fun little thing that says Warp, W-O-R-P, and you click on that, sign up for the Warp Worshipper, and you can test out the tool, see how it works. And the cool thing is it syncs to your Sleeper or MFL account. All you need to do is punch in your Sleeper username or your MFL league ID, and boom, it calculates it right there for your league. You don't need to give it anything else. So once again, you go over to southharmonff.com and click on that Warp tool and get yourself access to that awesome tool that I've created that has really changed how I play Dynasty and a lot of other people as well. So what I'm looking at is two leagues that are identical in every single way, except for that the only difference is one league has 4 points per passing touchdown and the other league has 6 points per passing touchdown. If you want to pull up these leagues and follow along with me, all you need to do is pull up the Warp tool, type in my username. So my username is KoopaTroopa8, and then my first two leagues in the list are 4 point TD and 6 point TD. Those are the two leagues that I'm looking at, and the way I've done it is I've just pulled them up side by side on my screen here on my monitor. You can do that the same on your desktop, or you could download the pictures on your phone, put them up split screen on your phone, whatever works for you. But I'm looking at these two leagues side by side, and what they are is it's just a standard 12-team lineup start 10 super flex. So that's the most common league type. I go back to episode 1, that is what most common is. It starts 3 wide receivers, 2 running backs, 1 tight end, and it's just a standard PPR. No tight end premium or anything like that. So the first thing that you can see between the two is obviously in the 6-point passing touchdown, the quarterbacks are much higher. What is interesting is looking at this, if I was playing this in a redraft mindset, the third most valuable position is the quarterback. The most valuable is wide receiver, second is running back, third becomes quarterback. Whereas in the 6-point passing touchdown most valuable is quarterback, then wide receiver, then running back. So that is, first of all, a huge difference in terms of, okay, what does it take to win? In order to win in 4-point passing touchdown, I can focus in a lot more on those wide receivers. And the only reason that I would potentially even be drafting quarterbacks earlier is just because the quarterback scarcity and how long quarterbacks last for, especially in Dynasty. So when I get into talking about ADP and how I would draft for these different league types, that is something that's going to be a consideration, is the fact that we have quarterback scarcity, that you can't rely on having a lot of these lower level guys, and you still need to have some good quarterbacks, but you're also playing Dynasty. Those quarterbacks are going to be around for a lot longer than these wide receivers will be. So the 6-point per passing touchdown league has quarterback as the number one position. In terms of just like straight up, the quarterback one's better than the other position, running back and wide receiver one, quarterback two better than wide receiver, running back two, etc., all the way down to quarterback 10. So quarterback 10 is still better than wide receiver 10 and running back 10. Quarterback 11 starts to dip ever so slightly below the wide receiver, and then 12 goes down well below the wide receiver, down below the running backs, etc. So that's the biggest difference between the two types, is already you're looking at, in 6-point passing touchdown, if you can have the dominant quarterbacks, you dominate the league even over the person that has the dominant wide receivers. Whereas in 4-point for passing touchdown, if you have the dominant wide receivers, you can beat the person that has the dominant quarterbacks. So that's going to be a huge difference. And that kind of takes me into a little bit of what I want to talk about this episode. I want to talk about how we tend to draft between these different types of leagues. So I personally don't have a great source of this data publicly available. I can pull it on some other sources that I have, but I want to give a huge shout out to the Dynasty Data Lab. So if you've never checked it out, it's dynastydatalab.com. An awesome person named Adiko is the person that has made this, and he has some ADPs out there that you can use some filters for. And so what I've done is I have pulled up the ADP startup for the filters. I've set it to being a draft type of rookies, and then I'm only looking at leagues that have a passing touchdown set to 4, and then for the other one, I'm only looking at leagues where the passing touchdown is set to 6. So everything else is the full wide range, and I just wanted to see just between those two different types and have that be the only factor. In terms of how I'm looking at it warp-wise, I would expect to see a decent amount of difference between the two. And realistically, in these ADPs, I don't see a difference between them outside of small little amounts. So as an example, in 4 passing touchdown, Justin Jefferson is the 5th player off the board, then Lamar Jackson, then CeeDee Lamb, then Ja'Marr Chase, then Joe Burrow. That is 5 through 9. In the case of a 6-point passing touchdown league, it goes Lamar Jackson, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase. So it's just, all that happens is Lamar Jackson goes over Justin Jefferson and Joe Burrow goes over Ja'Marr Chase. That's it. I would expect to see this difference be a lot more stark between the two. And I'll explain my reasoning for this here in a second. But you can see this go even further down. So we see that in 4-point passing touchdown, Tyreek Hill goes at pick 25. In 6-point, he goes at pick 27. And the difference is that Jaden Daniels and Trevor Lawrence bump up from picks 26 and 27 to 25 and 26. So all that happens is they move up one pick each, and Tyreek Hill is just the wide receiver that goes down 2 picks. But if you even look at pick 21, still Puka Nacua. 22, still Garrett Wilson. 20 is Jahmyr Gibbs. We see just a flip-flop of Sam Laporta and A.J. Brown between 23 and 24. We see Kyler Murray still there at overall pick number 19. We see Brock Purdy there at 29 in the 6-point and 30 in the 4-point touchdown with him swapping spots with Jonathan Taylor. Like things like that where it's just the only difference is really like the quarterbacks kind of get bumped back by maybe a pick or two. And that goes all the way down, even like quarterback 19, JJ McCarthy, in 6-point passing touchdown, he's going off the board at pick 51. In 4-point, he's going off at pick 53. So we see almost no difference in these ADPs. And we should be seeing a much larger difference, in my opinion. We should be seeing that these quarterbacks are going much higher in the 6-point passing touchdown because it's so important to have these good quarterbacks. And so I'm going to bring us back to the warp and talk about that. Before we go back to the warp, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Ultimate Autographs. In Ultimate Autographs, you can enter for live prize breaks in order to win awesome sports memorabilia. If you look at all the stuff that Mike has in the background of all of his videos, so much of that came in from Ultimate Autographs. All you need to do is go to signed shit, that's signed sh.it, and that will take you right to Ultimate Autographs website where you can sign up for live prize breaks. If you use our code HARMAN15 at checkout, you'll get 15% off your order and you can get yourself your own awesome sports memorabilia from all sorts of sports for NFL, MLB, NBA. Maybe you want to try and get yourself from some of the teams that just won the finals here. And the Celtics just won as of recording. And right now the Florida Panthers are up 3-2 to the Oilers. So whichever team ends up winning, you can probably bet that you'll see some signed memorabilia come up on Ultimate Autographs in order for you to show your fandom or even just your love for the sport. So once again, go to signed shit, that's signed sh.it, and use the code HARMAN15 at checkout to get 15% off. So looking at the warp charts, what does it take in order to win? And what could you reasonably do in a startup scenario? So let's just pretend that I'm going to try and build a team to compete based solely off of startup values. And I'm just going to try to do it right outside of a startup, and I'm not going to do any trading. Obviously, we could talk about pick trading and all sorts of stuff like that. But without pick trading, what would it take? So if I'm at a 4-point for passing touchdown, if I start at the very beginning of the draft, realistically, I'm going to go for one of those top four quarterbacks. Right now, that's Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, CJ Stroud, Jalen Hurts. Personally, I have some bias against CJ Stroud in terms of where he could finish at the end of the season, but that's my own bias. I'm going to pretend I'm looking at those four guys because that's how most of the community looks at them. And so those four guys, for dynasty purposes, I need to go for them over getting one of these wide receivers. Even though Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, and Ja'Marr Chase are all pretty young and they all are producing quite well, it is not something that I am willing to go in and invest on immediately simply because those guys, they might have a shelf life of even let's say like 6 or 7 years before they start to fall off. But these quarterbacks, they could go on for another decade for all of them. And so you just need to account for that and some of this dynasty value. And, you know, we're playing for the long term. I know a lot of people talk about playing in 2-year windows and whatever, but all of those top four quarterbacks 2 years from now, they're going to be right around the same production value that you have now. And realistically, a lot of the same dynasty value. So we're looking at those four quarterbacks. And so when you take that fourth quarterback off the board, That is the equivalent of wide receiver 6 in a 4-point passing touchdown league. So now I'm looking at, okay, well, all these wide receivers, how can I use that to my advantage? I can push a lot of these guys up to, if I want to try and compete, go for those wide receivers. So if I'm looking at the middle part of the first round, I want to try and get myself a solid wide receiver, and I can get myself wide receiver 1. I can get Justin Jefferson. I can get CeeDee Lamb. I can get Ja'Marr Chase. Whoever your wide receiver 1 is, you can go for. And then when I look at ADP, what is interesting is you come back around. If you picked it picks 6, you're going to expect to be picking around pick 20. And around pick 20, you still have wide receiver 6 on the board. You still have Puka Nacua. And then you still have Garrett Wilson, AJ Brown, Tyreek Hill. All of those guys could be up there and hitting those wide receiver 6 numbers. And I just said that at this point, wide receiver 6 is better than quarterback 4. You've missed out on the top 4 quarterbacks, but you've now gone ahead and gotten yourself two wide receivers who are better than that quarterback 4. And so you've set yourself up in this amazing position in order to be able to compete without having to go for those top end quarterbacks. You've bypassed these top end like QB rusher kind of players, and you can play a little bit more of backfilling at the position. You can target your later round targets of your Dak Prescott's, of your Jaden Daniels, your Tua's, your Jared Goff's, guys like that, where you're going to fill in it a little bit more of a value at the quarterback position, but you're going to get your production and you're going to win your league off of the wide receiver position. But if we flip that to the 6-point per passing touchdown, those top 4 quarterbacks go off of 1, 2, 3, 4. And then that is still at the equivalent of wide receiver 2. So if I'm looking at this from a dynasty perspective, if I'm comparing that wide receiver 5, that wide receiver 5 is better than wide, or if I'm comparing quarterback 5, that is better than wide receiver 4. And so I have these 3 top wide receivers, so Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, but then it makes sense to be going back to that quarterback well. And we even see Lamar Jackson is in there with those 3 guys. I think that makes sense. That's my personal CJ Stroud bias happening there. But we want to be investing in those quarterbacks. Those quarterbacks are going to be around much longer. I'm fine going for Joe Burrow, Caleb Williams, Anthony Richardson. Those guys are going to be around for a while. And I want to have those guys over going for those other top wide receivers. And so if I'm in the middle part of that first round, I'm leaning more towards those quarterbacks. I'm pushing back those wide receivers. But what we see in ADP is that doesn't happen. People go for those wide receivers after those first about 5 or so quarterbacks go off, and they hold off on getting the Joe Burrow, the Caleb Williams, the Anthony Richardson. And I think that's just a poor play. I think that is a mismanagement and something that you can take advantage of if you're in a 6-point per passing touchdown league. So what I'm seeing with this is that we tend to draft all of our leagues more along the 4-point per passing touchdown. We bump up those other positional values to try and get an advantage there. But what I see in the data is 6-point per passing touchdown in a start 10 lineup sort of league, you need to be investing in the quarterback. Quarterback is very much king. And because of the longevity plus the warp value, you're going to have an advantage going for those quarterbacks. And you should let those other people, yeah, when they get to the end of the first round, let's pretend you're in a league, and I'm in quite a few South Harmon leagues where, like, we will go and draft quarterbacks the first 8 picks. All right, those guys at the end of the round, they can try to get some wide receivers to differentiate themselves. And if they end up going for, let's say you got that guy at pick 12, he gets your Amon-Ra St. Brown and Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, okay, he's gotten himself potentially redraft wide receiver 4 and wide receiver 9. I think that's where Marvin Harrison's going, somewhere around that. But he's also a rookie, so he has a lot more dynasty value. That's why he's up there at wide receiver 5. And so Amon-Ra and Marv can be a cornerstone of that team, but that's only because now you have gone through 8 of those quarterbacks. You've gotten yourself to the point where, okay, I'm comparing a quarterback 9 to potentially I'm taking wide receiver 4. And that difference is a full 0.3 warp. And so you build your advantage because all of those quarterbacks have already gone. That's the only reason. And so when we see that start to balance out a little bit at the 6th point, where it's like, okay, now it makes sense to finally be going for those wide receivers, we then don't see the quarterbacks come back into play at the level that they should. What we don't see is, okay, I want to see quarterback 11, 12, 13 start coming back into play, because those quarterbacks are right up there with those wide receivers in that 12 to 16 range. Whereas if you look at it in the 4-point per passing touchdown, I'm comparing quarterback 12 and he's comparing all the way down to like wide receiver 25. That's the dynasty value. That's where, okay, yeah, there's a scarcity problem. These quarterbacks are going to be around for longer. The wide receivers are more volatile of a position, things like that. That gets factored into the price. And I think the price in 4-point per passing touchdown is probably correct. I think that we see those top 4 quarterbacks go. We see the wide receivers start to get interspersed. And when we're going, okay, do I want quarterback 12 and 13, which is Jaden Daniels and Trevor Lawrence, or do I want to take Malik Nabers or Tyreek Hill, who are on either side of them? That's where you're having to play a little bit of a dynasty game. Are you willing to go to get yourself one of those quarterbacks, which if you've gone wide receiver early, then that's a way to get yourself a good quarterback to fit in properly. And so especially you're talking, okay, that's 26 and 27. So that's the 302 and the 303. Those picks are going to be in a third round reversal, the same as the guys that were picking at 11 and 12. So they might have gotten themselves an Amon-Ra St. Brown and Anthony Richardson if you're going by ADP. And I would have gone a little bit more wide receiver heavy earlier there, and I would have gotten myself maybe that Amon-Ra St. Brown, that Marvin Harrison Jr. Maybe I even jumped over to the running back position and got myself Bijan Robinson or Breece Hall or somebody like that, a running back who's also a difference maker up there with those wide receivers, just I know they have a shorter shelf life. And so I can then backfill those quarterbacks, so that quarterback 12, quarterback 13. And I know that the warp value equivalent is going to be that wide receiver 25, but quarterback 12 versus wide receiver 25, that's a 40 pick difference. Jaden Daniels goes off as quarterback 12 at pick 26, and Xavier Worthy goes off as wide receiver 25 at pick 66. Like, we are starting to, as we get later and later, we see the only reason the quarterbacks are going earlier is just because of the scarcity factor. And so I'm more willing to play a little bit looser with the quarterbacks. Yeah, I'll get Jaden Daniels at pick 26 and I'll potentially come back around and like pick 52 is when Drake May goes off. And maybe I'll have him as my quarterback too. Or I can go even later and get Bryce Young or Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins, Deshaun Watson. Like, I can get all those guys later and I can gobble up this value with the wide receivers. And the only reason these quarterbacks go earlier is because of that scarcity factor. And I think that that properly includes the dynasty value. I think that properly includes the fact that, hey, if you want a good quarterback, you're going to need to invest earlier in a good quarterback. And so I think that the 4 point per passing touchdown ADP probably makes sense. So when I look at 6 point per passing touchdown, this is where you start getting into why Mike talks about QB hoarding. He plays in a lot of 6 point per passing touchdown leagues. He also plays in a lot of crazy scoring leagues and stuff like that too. So I can understand where he's coming from. But the quarterback hoard becomes so much more effective because these quarterbacks should be getting pushed up ADP and they aren't. There should be a massive difference between a guy like Tua Tagovailoa. In the 4 point per passing touchdown ADP, he goes off at pick 39. And that's the equivalent of right in between. He's right next to wide receiver 15, right next to tight end 2 and running back 7. In terms of where that comes off at the warp values, and he's coming off where he's equivalent to running back 23. He's the equivalent to wide receiver 33. He's the equivalent to tight end 5. And that is a... So obviously he's getting drafted earlier than those guys because of that quarterback scarcity. You come over to the 6 point per passing touchdown and he's ranked 36. Well, he's going right next to wide receiver 13, running back 6, and he's still behind tight end 2. And so you start looking at that, and it just makes no sense to me because the warp difference is a totally different calculation now. Quarterback 16 is right next to running back 16. It's right next to wide receiver 21, and it is higher than tight end 3. So when you're comparing all of those things, the quarterback, it should be getting bumped up a ton. If we compare where these equivalents are going to draw the comparison to the 4 point, so we had 16 was matched up to 33. So if we compare where 6 point, 16 was matched up to 24. 24 in the 4 point matches up to quarterback 11. And so that quarterback 11 is all the way up at your Kyler Murray, pick 19. And if we are looking at the equivalent warp values and things like that, that Tua should be much higher. We should be looking at, okay, that we need to be having the conversation that Tua should be talked about in the realm of your AJ Browns, your Sam Laporta, Tyreek Hill, like because of that quarterback scarcity, because of how important it is to have that top tier quarterback who can really contribute for your team. Like that's what you need. And so that's what makes the quarterback hoard so important is in an ADP sort of thing where it's not auction, we're talking just standard snake draft. People don't change their ADP for the format near as much as they should. These quarterbacks should be going much higher. And so if you go into it with a quarterback hoard, and then you sell them for what they should be going for in the context of that league, 6 point per passing touchdown, these quarterbacks should be worth a lot more. I should be saying I want Tua Tagovailoa over the even like Drake London and Chris Olave. Like, that's not a huge jump necessarily, but in terms of like how much higher that is, that's still over 5 points. I probably want him over Jonathan Taylor. I might even consider getting him over like in the Malik Nabers range. And when I'm saying that, that's like a whole 8 picks earlier. And so where it makes the quarterback hoard so effective is you go through and let's say you get you just keep drafting those quarterbacks. I was mentioning that in the 4 point, like Tua Tagovailoa should be up in that Kyler Murray range, and that would be a whole 20 picks ahead. Well, if you draft him even just 10 picks ahead of ADP because he's the best quarterback on the board, you're still getting you're still 9 picks behind where he should be. And so you just start comparing all these things. It's like stuff just doesn't make sense with the quarterback position and how there's almost no difference. There should be a difference between 4-point and 6-point. And realistically, we need to be investing in getting our top two quarterbacks ahead of their ADP. We want to make sure that we are getting the best values that we can, and the value on the board is the quarterback. That is the thing that's going to give us the most points, and that's the position that is going to allow our teams to win. Even though we're passing on these wide receivers, when you talk about it from a, okay, wide receivers, how long are their careers? And then also the fact that like you have some older wide receivers that can contribute at that top tier level. Right now we have those Mike Evans, we have those Amari Coopers, we have those, Tyreek Hill is worth a lot, but in terms of a lesser dynasty value, you have Devontae Adams, you have Cooper Kupp, like all those guys can be up there in that wide receiver one to wide receiver two range. And if you are getting those guys onto your team later, they're providing the value you need at the wide receiver position, that the quarterback difference is what's sending you over the edge in 6-point. In 4-point, you can get away with relying on those earlier wide receivers and the later quarterbacks because those quarterbacks are not worth as much. You actually are finding a difference at that wide receiver position when you're getting the 2.9 warp out of wide receiver one, the 2.5 out of wide receiver two, the 2.3 out of wide receiver three. Like, that's where your difference is coming. And so that's the thing I'm trying to impart on you, is we do a poor job of changing our ADP based on our different scoring settings. All I did was just change the filter for the startups with one scoring setting. That should be a huge difference, and it's not. We see almost no difference in the ADP, even though the 4-point versus 6-point should drastically change the way that you're looking at how you want to properly roster construct and the values between the various positions. So take that back to your leagues. I know there's people that are probably itching to do more startups. You're trying to get your number of leagues where you want it for the beginning of this upcoming season. Or maybe you're in some leagues and you're trying to figure out the moves that you can make. Just take a look at your scoring settings, use the warp tool, and figure out, like, a lot of people stick in the general dynasty realm of value. They look at just general dynasty ranks, and that's what they use across all their leagues. Try to take advantage of those things to roster construct yourself where you recognize where the value doesn't match up. The value matches up with a standard lineup 10-team 4-point per passing touchdown league. And you know why? Because that's the most common. So as soon as you add in something that's 6-point per passing touchdown, you add in more roster spots, whatever different scoring settings from standard your league has, you need to be willing to go contrarian to what the standard consensus is for value. And that's where you can find your edge. That's where you can score more points. And that's where you can win championships. So once again, if you want to talk to me about this, you can sign up for the Patreon at patreon.com/SouthHarmon or tweet at me on Twitter at DynastyKoopa. As always, make sure to go out there, stay sharp, and keep grinding that edge. And I'll talk to you next week.